This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado civil rights attorneys have sued the Department of Homeland Security for detaining Latinos in Colorado without warrants or probable cause. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The American Civil Liberties Union and a handful of private attorneys filed the class action claim in federal court on behalf of a Utah college student and others who've been detained because, the lawyers allege, they are Latinos. The lawyers say that federal law does not give immigration enforcement officers unfettered authority to make warrantless arrests. The lawyers say the agents need to make two probable cause determinations before a detention. Otherwise, the arrests are unlawful. The Department of Homeland Security did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Xcel Energy is appealing decisions to block its Power Pathway project. That's a nearly $2 billion plan to build more than 500 miles of transmission lines to transport renewable energy through the eastern plains to metro areas. This summer, however, Elbert and El Paso counties blocked permits for more than 90 miles of the project. Xcel wants state regulators to overrule the counties and to allow construction to move ahead. The state's largest utility is also suing Elbert County to reverse the denials. A special sunrise celebration takes place this morning at the top of Pikes Peak. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Representatives from seven tribal nations indigenous to the Pikes Peak region are gathering at the top of Pikes Peak for a ceremonial blessing. The event will also include the unveiling of interpretive signs inside the visitor center, highlighting the Kiowa tribe and Comanche Nation's native language names for the peak. This is the third year for the Indigenous Peoples Day sunrise celebration at the top of the mountain. The city of Colorado Springs says it's the largest to date. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
You can find more news at cpr.org. It's 7:06.